This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report. Discrimination in healthcare delivery kills. These are the days when it seems that if it weren't for bad news, there'd be no news at all. Today's examples emerge from a swamp where we should find our saviors, the healthcare delivery system. It's Dr. Priest and his industrial hospitals. More and more, I don't just hear the line, but read it from the experts as well, that hospitals are great places to go in order to get sick. That's a scary thing at a fundamental level. When people are sicker than dogs, and we will all join them someday, they now distrust hospitals and their doctors for fear of worse pain. Unfortunately, the evidence is that way too much of this fear is well-placed, and it seems to be rolling towards us in an incoming wave. Not too long ago, we had to confront the brutal statistics that indicated the frequency in which racial discrimination delivers disparate treatment for African American and Latinos in the healthcare system. Delays in treatment compared to whites were ubiquitous. Perhaps worse, the evidence indicated that minorities were allowed to suffer more pain than whites and were more often misdiagnosed. What's been done to correct and address this problem? Nothing that I've heard. Correct me if I'm wrong. In fact, the way that healthcare is being attacked and stigmatized by the Trump administration in a number of the states seems to indicate we have learned nothing. The latest avalanche of bad news indicates that what we have seen in racial discrimination is matched easily by gender discrimination. Here's a piece from a look at several new books on this issue reviewed by Parul Segal in the New York Times. Women with abdominal pain wait in emergency rooms for 65 minutes compared with 49 minutes for men, and young women are 7 times more likely to be sent home from a hospital while in the middle of a heart attack. Doctors rarely communicate or understand how drugs from aspirin to antidepressants affect women and men differently. Autoimmune disorders have been understudied because 3/4 of the patients are women and it's considered a woman's disease. Never mind that 37 million people are affected. In comparison, 15 million Americans have cancer. Women are consistently undertreated for pain. As one influential paper showed, male patients are given pain relief while women, who are more likely to have their pain rated as emotional, are given sedatives. This also extends to children. A study of post-operative pain management found that boys were more likely to receive codeine and girls the gentler aspirin. What will be done about this systematic discrimination based on race and gender? Nothing without a demand. We need to demand not simply that doctors do no harm, but that doctors heal thyself. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.